everyone. I'm happy to present you another episode of InnoSpin Interviews. Today, I'm joined with Dr. Faiz Ahmad, professor at the University of Technology Petronas, a leading private university in Malaysia. He specializes in metal injection molding, biomedical devices, composite machining, and much more. Dear Dr. Ahmad, thank you for your time to participate in our interview session. As we know, you have an extensive experience collaborating with industry and government bodies on national and international level. Could you please tell me what is industrial collaboration for you and for your institute, and what are the different models like out-licensing, co-development, consulting that you experienced?
Hi, thank you very much for giving me opportunity to share the experience on the relevant to the questions. First of all, I would like to introduce myself. I'm Faiz Ahmad. I'm working with University Technology Petronas. It's located in Malaysia. It's one of the province Perak, and particular name of the city is Trono. Our university is involved in academics and research. They are taking undergraduate and the postgraduate degrees. Regarding the questions, industrial collaboration is basically a mean of a transfer of research, a transfer of technology, which we do at the university for the industrial application. See, my own personal experience I like to share is on the out-licensing and co-development. Myself, you see, I'm basically a material engineer, and my research is from fundamental to the application. In the past couple of years, we managed to develop several materials for the various applications, and I'll give two examples only. One was for thermal management. We developed a nanomaterial for the electronic industry. Initially, there was no funding. University helped us to do the basic work and bring up to the level where the material can meet the industrial requirement. The Malaysian government has set up an organization. Their job is to matchmaker between the academia and industry. And the Malaysian government was basically aiming to have product on nano material to the industry. So they surveyed the whole country, and one of my product was material was selected for potential application in the electronic industry. Then they arranged a meeting with the government, the industry, and arranged funding to do the pre-commercialization and finally out-license the product to the industry. This has been a very good experience. We come across with the industry, we know the problem industry is facing in terms of the thermal management of electronics and how the government is working in terms of promoting the new technology in society. The second project was on the fire retardant. The company is based in Malaysia, but their head office is in Sweden. That company approached me through the social media, and then we started working on and formulated a product in terms of funding. They basically initiated the fund and in terms of manpower and some material, and partially it was funded by the university. We come up with a product, and that and this co-development led to a development of new product, and that was lessened to their company. So these two experiences have been very good. In terms of consultancy, the same product, which was the fire retardant coating, that was basically, I was invited by one of the European university for a European research grant to test the application of this material for their product. And the facility, basically for that testing, particular testing was not available with us. So we have to outsource in a third country in the Europe. So I prepared the sample in my lab, but then we sent it there. And that collaboration also went very well.
Throughout your career, you definitely faced some difficulties. Could you please share what were the main challenges you faced and how did you overcome them?
Thank you for the question. As I mentioned, well, funding is a basic problem, you see, and it's a big hindrance bringing the university research to the industrial application. And industry, you know, mostly they don't trust academia. They say they people don't know the industrial application and what the real life application of the product is. And the most of the funding doesn't come to us. And most of the lecturer or researcher and academia, they keep on focusing on the fundamental research. and they never go to the industry application. So how to translate this type of the activity from the fundamental to the industry? In my opinion, industry should write from the beginning of the project. You sit down industry and academia together and finalize the scope of the project, and should be monitored and funded by the industry right from the beginning. Rather, I'm facing a similar problem again to translate my other project into the product. We are working with several government and private industry come forward with the funding, and even the semi-government organization, they do fund for the commercialization of the product, and I'm working presently one of the project. The requirement problem is when we go for the industrial testing, the one test, you see, one application, they cost nearly $250,000, which is a very high cost. If you have tested a particular product for a few million application, so you can imagine the cost of the testing. And not every industry even interested to. Small industry cannot afford this. So for the small level, now what we do is a university give us some facility, but that's a very small amount, maybe 10, 15 AAUC dollars. So that we can do a small testing, but not to the upscaling part.
Comprising all of your experience, would you encourage industrial companies to collaborate more with academic structures? And what would be your advice?
Thank you very much for the question. As I suggested, you see, that the collaboration is very important. Otherwise, you know, the research in the university will remain on the fundamental level and will never be translated into the industrial application. And that fundamental research will never be beneficial to the human being, have no impact on the social economic, on the society. So to translate the basic research into the application, as I mentioned earlier, industry and the academia, industry should sponsor the project, or fund the project right from the beginning and monitor its progress until it's developed, tested, and sent to the for the application. This is what I would like to suggest you.
To conclude the interview, my last question will be regarding the collaboration you had thanks to InnoSpin. You were introduced to a large corporation. Could you tell us how did it go?
I'm really thankful to the InnoSpin. I will never come across that institution, that big industry. We have collaborated. We are working together, basically. We have one-to-one talk on the MSD, and they have given me their requirement, and half of the materials are purchased. But because of the COVID, it's basically some delay there. My product is meeting their requirement. Hopefully, that will be very, very helpful for them and for me as well.
Thank you for your time. I enjoyed speaking to you.
Thank you.